This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alan, good to have you here. Were your ears burning? I was in Orlando, and Les Parker and Kate drove down, and Beth drove down from South Carolina, and we had Joe drive over from Clearwater. And we were all sitting around meeting, and then we went over to the Finastra meeting. And I'll be doggone, your name, you're well-known in the tech circles, friend. Really well-known.
Well, that's good to know. Hopefully soon I will be known in the coffee circle because I'm about to give you some statistics about coffee. So anyways, appreciate the ringing of my name without me knowing. So that's great. Always good to hear. So the NCA, it's called the National Coffee Data Trends 2019. Yeah. Did you know that 63% of American adults drink coffee daily? And it's steady with 2018, but from 2016 to 2018, the numbers were staggering. They were actually increasing and increasing and increasing. And, you know, it's so evident what they're talking about. Yeah, I did some research in that quick couple minutes we had there. And, you know, they say it's so evident in emerging consumer behaviors. You know, sound familiar, right? Emerging consumer behaviors.
And it was emerging last. Drinking. It was emerging in a new way for me today. That's for sure. Oh, that was gross. Anyway, yeah. Yes,
it almost sounds like the movie Stranger Things that I know a lot of us have watched because of our kids. Like you had a demigorgon coming out of you. Driven by younger coffee drinkers. Again, sound familiar in our industry. We're seeing a gradual but steady increase in the share of coffee prepared out of the home and consumed after breakfast. And the under 40 demographic continues to be a formidable force in the coffee market. And they're driving remarkable growth and change in the amount of coffee and the way that we drink it. And so right after that, another quick article came up that I was very intrigued by. And it says, what a cup of coffee says about banks in the fintech environment. And get this, as we focus on what our customers think about us, the article talks about this. It was at Medium. It talks about, given my profession, I generally bank with more digitally advanced and innovative banks. And then he says, that's why I stand in line for my daily coffee at the shop next to my office. And I often wonder what banks know about my, I'm a regular being here. And he says, I've been using my credit card with my bank to buy at this coffee shop for 7 years. And by my estimation, the author says, I'm going on 1,500 absolutely delicious cups. And have yet to come across many other regulars who our bank has offered us some type of reward for doing coffee right here or drinking coffee. And so what he's saying is, do our banks with all these fintech providers we work with, do they really know us and do they really know what makes us tick? So very interesting. You know, we're all focused on the consumer. If you just Google digital mortgage and you sort in the last month, you will see nothing but trends and studies. Some of the same old stories, some of the new stories, all about how consumers are thinking and how we need to attract and define and work in those different areas, right? And so I thought the first thing I wanted to talk about today was State Farm and Rocket. And how intriguing, right? You know, who would have thought that the in-person insurance agent, that physical connection they have, would start offering Rocket mortgage loans, right? But that's what they set out to do. And ultimately, you know, they talk about how the customers increasingly prefer and relying on digital tools. So everyone's identified that. But mortgage and insurance customers have struggled with these tools when it comes to handling more complex transactions. Think about that. You have a home. You're looking to refinance. You have your home loan today with State Farm. Why wouldn't that conversation happen? Or how could you start that conversation?
That's right.
So State Farm obviously looking to maintain market share, but it is a very interesting angle. More on that if you search for it on Google. You know, David, another thing I wanted to mention, there's a company that we don't talk about much in the program. I've known them for a very long time. They do such a good job. The company's called Mortgage Coach. They just released what they call their Advice Engine. You know, I don't know many of you know Joe and David over there.
Yeah, I know them well. They're good guys.
Yeah, they do such a good job. They give back is what they really do. And you know, if you have a chance to meet with Dave Savage, he'll just unleash and tell you everything you want to know about the customer and how to introduce a concept of a mortgage to them. Anyways, they just put out what they call their Advice Engine. What they're saying, it has now brand new visual loan comparisons. It's generated in seconds, pre-configured strategies. So they've got all these groups and all this feedback over the last couple of years they've been collecting, and that's all included. They have over 20 different integrated partners. You want to check it out. They say, of course, their TCA, their total cost analysis, is 50% faster. And then also, I wanted to mention this real quick. MISMO has just announced, now it has to go for public opinion at the end or the middle of August, but remote online notarizations, RON, new standards that allow for the audio and visual communication devices for that notarization process, all now part of the industry's data standards. So you want to take a look at that. If you're involved in MISMO, this is definitely a big change. I know that about a year or 2 years ago, a couple of my friends are on some of the different MISMO governance committees, and they mentioned how MISMO is looking to move beyond just the transaction of data and get more into the business of data. And this clearly is one of those next steps. I'm sure there's a lot of other great things coming to MISMO. And by the way, not an advertisement for MISMO, but if you're not a part of that organization and you want to be, it's a great place, one, to interact with other industry professionals, but two, to be a part of a changing industry. So you want to check that out. And, you know, David, because of the coffee, I changed my segment around. It doesn't matter because it's a bigger piece that I wanted to talk about, but it's data, 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 right? We talked about coffee data. We talked about State Farm data.
Yep.
I did introduce a brand new acronym. I'll give it out. It's a teaser for next week. It's called DWTUT. It's really Decide Where to Use Technology. It's such a big thing. We've talked these past weeks about how to plan, how to hire the right people, how to do QA, but we didn't talk about really how to identify and where to use it, and that includes data. So we'll talk about that next week. Don't forget, it's DWTUT, and keep on drinking coffee.
Keep on drinking coffee, except when you're doing a podcast and about ready to go live. Don't suck that up
right,
a
right.
gulp. Anyway, that's a bad time. Anyway, yeah, I'm still getting feedback on your diaper, the connected with your iPhone diaper app. I'm still getting feedback on that. People going, where is this all going to? What are we going to have sensors in next?
It was on CNN. I was watching
CNN watches us and listens
bottom.
To it. Yeah. The
I couldn't believe it. So the diaper thing is real, and if you've got new kids or you've got grandkids, head out and get yourself a digital diaper.
Yeah, so if you're drinking too much, then you'll forget to change your diaper. The phone will remind you.
Right.
It's too funny. Your kids need a diaper change. Oh, that's still so funny. Anyway, Alan, thanks so much. You always bring us some great content
each and
every week. Appreciate you being here.
You just heard an audio clip from Lickin' On Lending, and here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Rezax, Warehouse Lending Division, as well as the MBA, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, Velma, Knowledge Coop, Vidyard, and AI Assist.